This is the voice of DC Cab Drivers, brought to you Sundays from 7 to 8 p.m. by Dominion of Cab Drivers here on WUST 1120 AM. You can download and listen to past programs at thefightback.org.
A few months ago, you asked us to form an association. We have formed one association, and name is the Small Business Association of DC Tax Cab Drivers. Join that association. We don't need another one. If we join, everybody joins our association, we'll be successful. And as Mr. Indri said here, you see, the Tax Cab Establishment Act of 1985 calls for three representation for tax cab drivers at the commission. Right now, there is none. Without our representation at the tax commission, the rewriting of the 3031 is not legal. So they don't have that authority to rewrite the 3031. So the rewriting of Title 31 must stop.
Wednesday, June 1st, hundreds of D.C. taxicab drivers rallied at Freedom Plaza in front of the John A. Wilson building to call for an end to the attacks on the industry. Drivers highlighted two main issues, the medallion bill and the attempted change to Title 31, the legal framework that governs the taxicab industry. The rally was organized by the Small Business Association of D.C. Taxicab Drivers. Haimanat Biziwayu is a board member of the group as well as chair of UVC. Biziwayu said, "Our industry is under attack by the council and the D.C. Taxicab Commission."
Thank you very much, everyone, for coming here today. I have nothing much to say other than reminding each and every one of you that our industry is under attack. It is under attack by the council and is attacked by the D.C. Taxicab Commission. In order to stop that attack, we have to be one and work together. Remember what happened 3 years ago when we were not working together. I don't want the same thing to happen. I don't think either of you the same thing to happen. So the only thing I say is, please, let's go out and educate the public what this medallion bill is about. It is not about professionalism. It is not about bringing good service to the public. It is an attack on drivers. It is bringing a poor service for the residents of Washington, D.C. and its visitors. Tell me, you are the number one people who can be, we can witness that. Go in the nighttime to the Adams Morgan area. Go to the Georgetown area. Anywhere for that matter, to U Street. Tell me, how many people are on the street looking for a cab when the bars close at night time? Do you think cutting the number of cabs will improve that service? You tell me. So, as far as I'm concerned, this bill was written in such a way to benefit a few individuals who are a close friends of some of the council members. So let's be together and fight it back. Thank you very much.
That was Haimanat Biziwayu, board member of the Small Business Association of DC Taxi Cab Drivers. Nathan Price is also a board member of the association as well as chair of DCPTA. Price laid out some of the proud history of the DC taxicab profession and asked, "How can you justify destroying 6,000 jobs?"
My name is Nathan Price. Been driving a cab for 39 years, was born in this city 68 years ago. I am so proud to see my brothers and my sisters here in this heat because they come here from the heart. They're out here saying we've had enough because evidently the people in the building behind me have forgotten about us. They've forgotten that we provide a free entrepreneurial system of taxicab fares for the citizens and the visitors of Washington. It is a travesty what we have gone through. They have forgotten that years ago, the only way an African-American male or female could gain employment beyond that of a low-level government job was to drive a taxicab. You could become a lawyer, an accountant, whatever you wanted to be. But at the end of the day, the only thing you would have to hang your head on was that you could be a free businessman driving a taxi cab, working for yourself. My question is, how can you justify destroying 6,000 jobs and their family members and those businesses that support them? You know, this industry was created before the Civil War by free slaves giving rise as a supplement to their income. It was later, at the turn of the century, it was the stepping stone for European immigrants and African Americans to further support their families, get their way through college or whatever. Less than a week ago, 5 days ago to be exactly, I had a lady, her father was in his 80s now, went to Bell Vocational High School. When he finished as an electrician, he could not get a job. So what did he have left for him? He got into a taxi cab and he drove a taxi cab. Isn't it a travesty? We've had two mayors. First, Adrian Fenty, and now the president man, Vincent Gray, whose fathers drove a taxi cab. Also, Harry Thomas Jr. 15 years ago, he came to our meeting. His father drove a taxi cab. It's a travesty. When we drive a taxi cab, our blood bleeds that, not of any one country, not in one ethnic group or religious group. It is that of a taxi cab. I am proud that I'm a taxi cab driver and I am affiliated with all of you. You are my brothers. When I look at those who have disrespected us by lowering our fares, putting us in a period of dissaving, raising our fees, asking us to have a car with a 5-year vintage, passing a bill that we're not even at the table. When I saw the signature of Marion Barry, I almost did a hand slip. Because here's a man, 43 years ago, what did he say in Washington? If you're not going to invite us to the table, then we'll burn the house that the table is in. So therefore, that's where we are today. We're standing across from the house. And this house behind me is called the John Wilson Building. But in my mind, those who are responsible for the devastation to us and those who are the enablers, even though they might not want to be a part of this devastation, they enable others to do this to us. This is the house of shame. And until the day I die, until they give you the respect, this will be the house of shame. Now, all the other agencies, whether it's the hack office, inspection station, police department, administrative hearing office, these are the houses of disrespect. So my brother and my sisters, thank you so much for coming out. I love all of you.
Nathan Price, who was the MC for the rally, raised the possibility of boycotting Jerry Schaefer's taxi companies. In a recent article in City Paper, Alan Suderman, a.k.a. Loose Lips, noted, quote, "There's one driving force behind the medallion bill, Jerry Schaefer, the city's taxi king, who owns more than a dozen cab companies, sells cabbie insurance, and owns a whole lot of district land," end quote. Nathan Price said, if he doesn't back off of us, we will unite and we will boycott the Schaefers.
Maybe we need to find out what his intentions are. Maybe we need to boycott him. So, saying that, my brother Parker behind me, who drives for the Schaefers, maybe he can take that message back.
Yes.
If he doesn't back off of us, we will unite and we will boycott the Schaefers.
Yes.
Because his father made his money on the backs of cab drivers.
Yeah.
We have suffered. It started with the raping of the insurance-seeking funds that three companies in the city had. Then the driver's assessment fund that the city has raped illegally, even against a judge's order. So therefore, these are some of the issues that we plan on bringing in court. But anyway, if the Schaefers, the Harry Thomases, the Michael Browns, the Barry, what's his name, Marion Barry? If they don't back up, we will step forth.
Nathan Price discussed the recent incident at the D.C. Taxicab Commission, May 27th. A dozen drivers attempted to submit a petition of more than 900 signatures in opposition to interim D.C. Taxicab Commission Chair Dina Reed's attempted rewrite of Title 31. Instead of accepting the signatures, drivers were pushed out, the doors were locked, the lights were turned out, the police were called, and Ms. Reed referred to the drivers as a mob. At Wednesday's rally at Freedom Plaza, Nathan Price said, Dina Reed must go.
There was about 12 drivers. They went over there simply to do one thing, to watch the process of getting each petition paper stamped in. Instead, what happened? They shut the door, turned off the lights, stuck us in the hallway, and then when she had myself and Mr. Hammond come to meet her, she referred to us as a mob. Now, my question was this. When the mayor and some of the council members got arrested on Capitol Hill doing their democratic rights for protest, I never heard anybody call them a mob. But evidently, I agree with Ali. Dina Reed must go.
Dina Reed must go.
Nathan Price, board member of the Small Business Association of D.C. Taxicab Drivers. John Capozzi is the former shadow representative for the District of Columbia and a regular taxicab passenger. Capozzi said, maybe we need a medallion bill for lawyers like John Ray in this city. Maybe we could limit them. Capozzi pointed out that the all-important primary elections for D.C. Council are in April, less than a year away.
Good afternoon. My name is John Capozzi, former shadow representative here in D.C. And the reason I wanted to come today is I'm a passenger. I'm one of the people that you serve every day, and I really want to thank you for all the service that you've given me in terms of cabs, because I live east of the river and I appreciate every time you bring me home. But what I wanted to say today is that everyone here, I want to make sure everybody across the street hears you. How many people here want medallions?
No!
No! Because the people across the street in the Wilson building seem to think that this is kind of the ATM. Somehow they'll get money if the cab drivers, you know, lose free enterprise. Well, as a passenger, I want you to know I don't need less cabs. I want more cabs. I want everyone here to know that I appreciate what you've done. But it is what the man with the piece of paper said, give that to your passengers. That's correct. You need to have every one of your passengers call or email the people on the city council, let them know. Now, Yvette Alexander is my councilwoman. Now, I'll be letting her know that I have seen no reason why we don't want free enterprise in the city anymore. Maybe we need a medallion bill for lawyers like John Ray in the city.
Yeah.
Maybe we can limit them, because I don't see any reason that John Ray needs more money from cab drivers. He's doing fine as an attorney. We need to be organized. You need to continue to show up. But please, go across the street to the people in the Wilson building and let them know, because in April of next year is the next election. That's the Democratic primary. It's not that far away. And for everyone here to know that they can be involved in those elections and make a difference. I mean, you saw what happened in the last election, right?
Yeah.
So when the council members run again, well, maybe they want to have your support. So anyway, I appreciate you letting me get a chance to talk. Thank you.
That was John Capozzi, former shadow representative for the District of Columbia. Tony Norman is a lawyer with deep community roots as well as an advisory neighborhood commissioner in Ward 1. He was recently brought on by the Small Business Association of D.C. Taxicab Drivers to assist with community outreach. Tony Norman said, we need to raise the consciousness of the passengers and the citizens of the District of Columbia so they know that this is not just a fight about cab drivers.
We need to raise the consciousness of the passengers and the people and citizens of the District of Columbia that this is not just a fight about cab drivers. This is something that the passengers and every individual citizen ought to be concerned with. Also, the vendors of the city ought to be concerned about this, and the club owners. Because there's an old saying, they say, well, you know, when they came and took my neighbor, I didn't object. Then they came and took my neighbor on the other side, then I didn't object. But then they tried to come for me. when they come and attack independent cab drivers, then all other independent operators and business people in the city need to stand up and speak about this. One of our goals and my goals is to raise the consciousness among the average citizens of the District of Columbia, the civic associations, the advisory neighborhood commissioners, and the Federation of Civic Associations. So this is a fight that we have to take and raise the consciousness of the citizens of the District of Columbia and ANC commissioners. And that's what I intend to do.
That was Tony Norman, ANC commissioner in Ward 1, now working with the Small Business Association of D.C. Taxicab Drivers. Negede Abebe is a board member of the association and chair of Grand and Travelers Cab Company. Abebe said the medallion bill is a cover-up. It is all about money.
I take a great pleasure to speak to you in this rally and gathering. As you all know, the taxi cab industry is facing great challenges more than ever due to a constant attack on the driver. This time, the attack comes in two fronts. And I urge everybody to stand up and fight for his or her right to work and not to be pushed out of business by few companies. The medallion bill introduced by three council members have no benefit whatsoever for the driver. The bill is crafted to make more than 5,000 drivers to be unemployed through a stringent procedure that doesn't be met by none of us. These thousands of drivers and their families will be thrown into destitute. Many of them will be forced to apply for welfare. The equity they are claiming for us is welfare and dependency on the public and dependency on food stamps. I don't think any one of you chose that. The bill discriminates DC residents against non-DC residents, older drivers against young and the new drivers, old companies against new companies. The strategy they are adopting is divide and pass the bill. They are trying to divide us and reach to favor a few old line cab companies. They are letting the big shark eat the small fish. My fellow drivers, please don't let them fool you by mentioning the phrase of professionalism and standardization of the industry. The bill doesn't do anything about professionalism, standardization of the industry. Owner-operators, as you all know, their taxis are more clean than rental cars. They are more reliable than rental cars. And they provide efficient and low-cost services to the public. They are at every corner of the district. The DC public enjoy owner operators because they got them whenever they want. They don't need to call and reserve a cab. They can step out of their office, their residence, and take a cab and enjoy a more professional rider's talk and discussion in the cab. This is a cover-up. The bill is a cover-up for their ruthless oppression. It is all about money, and they want to sold us again. They tried before, they were not, but this time they were determined. You guys have to be determined to fight it back. The secret to win this fight is to stand together as we did last time. I urge you, all of you, to join the association and to follow the leads of the leaders. I urge you to distribute the public education flyer, ask the riding public to make a phone call
and email to their city council members. The bill has no benefit to the riding public. Instead, it creates man-made shortage because they are cutting the number of cabs from more than 10,000 to 4,000. And they're creating long waiting time for the public to get a taxi service. And arguing with other residences, and this creates arguments with other riders in getting a cab if there is a shortage in the industry. And ultimately, this cutting of 8,000 cabs to 4,000 not only creates shortage, not creates long hours of waiting to get a cab, but it also ultimately raises the fare to the public, the riding public, and the public has to know this. And you are the one who has to communicate this. Give the copy of the public education flyer to each of your passengers. Be professional. Talk to them in a more professional way, and we'll be stand and we'll win this battle. Thank you very much for coming out, for listening to me. Thank you.
That was Negede Abebe, board member of the Small Business Association of DC Taxi Cab Drivers. Ali, who joins me in studio and we'll be hearing from later, is also a member of the association and a board member of Dominion. Addressing the crowd at Wednesday's rally, Ali said, quote, "There are a few city council members who knowingly or unknowingly are selling out thousands of people to a few fat cats who have already become millionaires on the backs of hardworking taxicab drivers."
I have been involved in this struggle for about 3 years. When Adrian Fenty illegally took the power away from the taxicab commission and claimed that he had the unilateral authority to change and implement any rule or regulations to the Taxicab Establishment Act of 1985, because he was changing from a zone system to a time and distance meter system, I thought he violated the very laws that he was supposed to protect. A unilateral authority in the hand of a politician can only mean dictatorship. Are we letting that to take place in Washington, D.C., the beacon of democracy? Do we want one man to have the power to change the laws of this country without a democratic process? I don't think so. These kind of things are not supposed to take place in this country, especially not in this city. A $19 cap on the fares violated the laws that put the drivers, the $19 cap violated the laws and put the drivers in a semi-slavery situation where they have to provide the service without getting paid for it. That practice needs to stop, and stop now. Fenty intentionally cut the driver's income by about 30%. And lowered it to what it was in mid-1990s and made it the lowest fares in the country. Then he allowed his hack inspector, harass the drivers on daily basis by illegally ticketing and towing their cabs for minor hack violations like high or low tire pressure. Unfortunately, this continues to this day. For too long, these bad policies have been hurting the drivers. For too long, we've been disrespected in the hack office by being mistreated and frankly insulted by the staff of that office. That needs to stop. We are being discriminated, harassed, and disrespected in the inspection station where there is almost no chance that the taxicab can pass the caller ID the first time. And the inspection station will shut the doors down only on the cab drivers at 12 noon. If this is not discrimination and insult on the drivers, I don't know what is. Now there are few city council members who knowingly or unknowingly are trying to finish the job by selling out thousands of people to a few fat cats who have already become millionaires on the back of hard-working taxi cab drivers. They want to take the ownership right away from the drivers in a very discriminatory fashion and sell it very cheap to the fat cats who now want to become billionaires on the back of hard-working taxi cab drivers. In the strongest terms, I am telling them, do not sell us out. Protect the small business, which is the backbone of this country. In the last hearing, on May the 14th, Dina Reed, who is now the interim chairman of the DC Taxi Cab Commission, claimed that she is the chair of the DC Taxi Cab Commission, as well as the general director and the secretary of DC Taxi Cab Commission. That position does not exist. She thinks that she is in the comedy club rather than in the commission. The former chairman, Mr. Swain, and now Dina Reed have been assuming that a driver is guilty of charges until he or she proves he or she is innocent. I thought this was the other way around in this country. I thought we are innocent until proven guilty in the court of law. The chairman of the hack office have been calling and demanding the drivers bring their hack license to that office if anyone calls them with a complaint against the driver. They take away the hack license and give them a piece of paper, allowing them to go out there and make a living without going to the hearing, without substantiating the charges in the court of law. They also take the hack license if you have any tickets that you have scheduled for a hearing in the court. Before going to the court and providing that they are innocent, they are doing all of this. If this is not misusing the laws and becoming dictatorship, I don't know what is. This is not all. The DCTC now is trying to change the rules and regulations of Chapter 6 and Chapter 8 of Title 31 with illegal composition of the commission and without proper quorum and without any representations from the drivers in this commission. One of these changes will be the 5-year-old limit on the cars. They should know this will put a lot of drivers out of business, especially after cutting our income for so long. They know financially we are unable to buy new car every 5 years. This is what the big companies want, and this is what the city officials are giving them on a silver platter. This, my friends, needs to stop. Well, I guess I'm going to cut it short. But this bill is not good for us, and it's not good for the public. We are going to end up paying high rents to drive a cab, and the customers, the public, is going to pay higher fares. And that money is not going to go into the pockets of the drivers. Unfortunately, it is going to go into the pockets of a few fat cats. And we need to stand up and fight them and stop them and do not let them take our business away from us, because this job is providing food for our families. We need to stop them. Thank you very much.
That was Ali. Idris Yusuf is also a member of both the Small Business Association of DC Taxi Cab Drivers as well as Dominion. At Wednesday's rally, Yusuf discussed Interim Chair Dina Reed's attempt to rewrite Title 31, as he also discussed the lack of driver representation on the DC Taxi Cab Commission.
My name is Idris. I would like to remind everybody that Title 31, they're rewriting Title 31. They're going to make the hack inspector like a police officer. That's illegal. First of all, we're supposed to be represented by 3 drivers. We have no voice in that commission. And the 1985 law says there is 3 taxi cab drivers, industry members, should be in the office before they make that law. So they are making that law without taxi cab driver's consent. So that's illegal. What they're doing there is illegal. So they must stop it. So call them, call taxi cab office. They must stop the new law they're trying to make.
That was Idris Yusuf, just a few hours before Wednesday's rally at the mayor's weekly press briefing. I asked Vincent Gray about the conduct of the D.C. Taxicab Commission, as well as Ms. Reed's attempt to rewrite Title 31. Gray avoided the question, saying, "I think like any industry, there will be some things that the drivers will like, there will be some things that they probably will not like." Mayor Gray, at 1 p.m. today, taxi drivers are holding a rally at Freedom Plaza. There are two main issues of the medallion bill, which came from the council, not from you, but also the treatment drivers are receiving from the D.C. Taxicab Commission. Interim Chair Dina Reed is attempting to change Title 31, the legal framework of the taxicab industry, to make drivers have to buy a new car every 5 years. If their tires are underinflated or overinflated, they could have their license revoked. And drivers tried to submit a petition on Friday, and the doors of the Taxicab Commission were locked. The police were called, and Dina Reed referred to the petitioners as a mob. I don't know if you're aware of what's going on at the D.C. Taxicab Commission, if you have any comments.
Well, we are trying to update what goes on with our taxicabs in the District of Columbia, Peter, and there's some good things that are going on as well. I think you know we've added a surcharge. There are regulations out there with respect to lifting the $19 cap. The rate study that had been long postponed, we are entering the final stages of that. And frankly, there will be accountability measures that are associated with it. I think, like any industry, there will be some things that the drivers will like. There will be some things that they probably will not like. But we're trying to improve the industry as a whole. And in the course of doing that, there are going to be some significant improvements for the quality of the experience of driving a taxi cab in the city.
That was Mayor Vincent Gray at Wednesday's press briefing in the basement of the John A. Wilson Building. Despite the fact that the D.C. Taxicab Commission falls under his purview, Mayor Gray declined to discuss the commission's recent actions and conduct. While D.C.'s highest elected official may be turning a blind eye to the attacks on independent owner-operators, one of D.C.'s leading journalists is doing just the opposite. This week on News Talk on TBD News Channel 8, Bruce DePoit continued his coverage of the district's taxicab industry. Appearing on Wednesday's News Talk were Ward 4 Councilmember Muriel Bowser, Ward 5 Councilmember Harry Tommy Thomas Jr., and Ward 6 Councilmember Tommy Wells. All three are members of the Committee on Public Works and Transportation, to which the medallion bill has been referred. Tommy Wells, who chairs the committee, had this to say.
Let me say that there's been a proposed legislation for medallions for district cabs. And let me also say that we need an overhaul, I believe, of how we manage our taxis. I think that the Taxi Cab Commission has been somewhat dysfunctional over the years. But I believe that whatever we do, we have to understand what's the problem that we're solving. Do the residents want to change? Do the customers want to change? Does the tourist industry or those that depend on taxis, do they believe there needs to be a change? At the end of the day, it's about the users and people that depend on taxis. those are the most important folks. Then the next most important, of course, are the taxi drivers and the businesses themselves.
When you say we need an overhaul, have you identified things that need changing?
Well,
or are you addressing more the commission's dysfunctionality?
Well, I think that one of the main things we need to do is have a way that the residents trust of how we set rates, that it can't be just the mayor, and we need a good rate-setting mechanism. And then we also need to be sure that when there's complaints about taxi cabs, about the drivers, about shoddy service, or inappropriate activities of taxi cab drivers, we have to have a way to be able to address that directly, because it is a public service. So the most important thing is to identify what are the problems we're solving, and would medallions have any impact?
That was Ward 6 Councilmember Tommy Wells, chair of the Committee on Public Works and Transportation, appearing on News Talk this past Wednesday. Mr. Wells said he will be scheduling a hearing on the medallion bill before the council's July recess. Host Bruce DePoit also put the medallion question to Councilmember Thomas.
Tommy Thomas, what problems is this proposal solving?
Well, as the author of the bill, let me just say to all those questions that Mr. Wells answered, there would be yes. I think that the residents, I think that the consumers, I think that those who are drivers, many of them who, and why I authored the legislation was, one, we have an unbalance and an imbalance in our system where there's no kind of equity given back to those drivers who have long served. A medallion system actually gives value to the vehicles, value to it, and cleans it up. It also, over time, will reduce the number of cabs. We disproportionately have many more cabs than most major cities and jurisdictions. And so I think that having a hearing at a minimum, I'm not saying that it's 100% right, but I would urge the committee chair, and we haven't had this conversation, so it would be unfair for me to say he's not trying to have a hearing. So that's the first thing I want to say. But I think that having a hearing would give us, I think there's a protest today at the building, right, for those who don't want it, but there's many others who do want it.
Could some drivers who've been in a cab, driving a cab a long time, find themselves without a job, essentially?
Absolutely not, because the way it's structured, if you look at the percentage way it's structured, the longer you've been in, the more time you've been in, the much less you would pay for the medallion. And in some cases, you'd be only paying around about $200 to $300. And that's what makes it very attractive. So you're talking about a guy who the best he's ever had in a cab is that at the end of the time, I have a vehicle that depreciates. Now I have some kind of ownership mechanism that makes my business worth something. I can invest in it. I can do it. And as Mr. Wells said, these are our number one tour promoters, and they should have the best kind of business opportunity in this city. And I think that's what it does.
That was Ward 5 Councilmember Harry Tommy Thomas Jr. appearing on News Talk with Bruce DePoit. Thomas said he authored the medallion legislation. However, according to a May 22nd editorial in the Sunday Washington Post, Thomas may not be the bill's author. The Post editorial, entitled Taxi Trouble, reads, "Councilmember Marion Barry acknowledged to us there were problems with the bill, which he said was written by John Ray, a former council member representing cab owners and drivers. In front of the John A. Wilson Building, directly following a heated March 30th press conference on the medallion bill, drivers engaged John Ray, who said he played a big role in writing the bill.
Instead of you fight for that bill, you know, you have to listen to the whole drivers, the whole interest, no matter what, you know.
Wait just a minute. I mean, hold it for a minute. Look, I played a big role in writing the bill.
Thank you. You see? Thank you. Is that a council member? Let me ask you. Thank you. You added that. But we know that people. The council members, whatever Barry, whatever Mike, they are not involved in that bill.
They are involved in it every step of the way.
That was councilmember turned lobbyist John Ray in discussions with drivers outside the John A. Wilson Building on March 30th. Ray admitted that he played a big role in writing the bill. The May 22nd Washington Post editorial said, quote, that Mr. Thomas, who wouldn't talk to us about why medallions are a good idea, has personally used Mr. Ray to represent him in the separate matter of still unresolved questions about his nonprofit should add to the unease. Mr. Ray told us he saw no problem in writing legislation to benefit one group of clients while getting another client to advance it, end quote. This is the voice of DC cab drivers, brought to you by Dominion of Cab Drivers, Sunday evenings from 7 to 8 p.m. here on WUST 1120 a.m. I'm Pete Tucker with The Fight Back, thefightback.org, where this show is archived. Spread the word about The Fight Back, tell a friend, find us on Facebook or Twitter. Shortly we'll be going to the phones, and you can call in at 703-534-9878. That's 703-534-9878. This past Tuesday, I joined Bruce DePoit on News Talk to discuss last week's taxi rally and some of the major issues drivers are facing.
Tomorrow, cab drivers in the district will be holding a rally at Freedom Plaza across from City Hall. They're protesting a proposal to require taxis to have pricey medallions. But they're also upset at how they're being treated by the commission that regulates taxi service in D.C. Joining us now live, journalist and progressive activist Pete Tucker of thefightback.org. Welcome back. Good to see you.
Oh, it's great to be back, Bruce.
Tomorrow, 1 o'clock, Freedom Plaza across from the Wilson Building. How big a crowd do you expect to see? And take us a bit into, a bit more into the details of what cab drivers will be protesting against.
Well, we'll see. Drivers have scheduled a rally for 1 p.m. tomorrow at Freedom Plaza, and the issues are plentiful. There are two big ones. The proposed medallion legislation, which would put thousands of drivers out of work. The Washington Post, in a Sunday editorial, a week ago Sunday, the lead editorial, pointed out that when other cities, they cited a chief financial officer's report from last year, which looked at other cities that have done this. And what they found is that
when cities do this, it has the tendency to lower the number of taxis that are available, increase the cost, have a system that has windfall profits for a few, and is open to corruption. So this proposal has the potential to put thousands of drivers out of jobs.
Some have been drivers forever.
Some have been drivers for the longest time. And so that is on the plate for tomorrow.
Let me stop you there, and we'll come back to the other issue. Some people, maybe those who have lived in the New York area, for example, know what a medallion is. Other people, they're hearing this term, and they don't know what a medallion is. Can you walk us through, maybe from the perspective of the advocates of this proposal, how a medallion system might work and might actually improve cab service in the district?
Absolutely, Bruce. And I just would also, before doing that, like to point out that when the Washington Post contacted Harry Thomas, one of the sponsors of the bill,
who'll be here tomorrow.
Good. Well, he has not said anything on this issue. And so I think there needs to be just what you did, a conversation. What exactly is a medallion? What does all this mean? That has not been, the public conversation has not been had on this. My understanding, imperfect as it may be, is a medallion is issued by the government, and it is each taxi gets it. In New York, they go for about $700,000.
And it's literally a gold-colored disc that goes right in the hood?
That is the way it is in New York, and it could be anything that, you know,
certifies
that that's the case. It limits the market, so it's no longer an open market. And as the Washington Post editorial pointed out, what can lead to that is then a few big shots are able to buy up the medallions, and drivers end up working for the companies, as opposed to right now you have a system where there's many independent owner-operators and who are able to survive, even though DC has the lowest rates in the country, $1.50 per mile, most jurisdictions $2 and up. Drivers are still, it's tough now, but still able to survive. Switching where a few companies really consolidate the market, that would be highly problematic.
Talk about the second of the two issues you identified.
Well, the DC Taxicab Commission oversees the DC taxicab industry, and there's not a single DC taxicab driver on the commission, even though the 1985 Taxicab Establishment Act calls for there to be three industry representatives.
Now, could an industry representative mean three owners and not a mix of owners and drivers?
Could. Okay. But there's no taxi cab owner. There's no taxi cab driver.
Who are the industry reps? Are two
from the District Department of Transportation, a hotel, restaurant. There's lots of folks. You know.
But forgive me if I interrupt. Are there three people on the commission who satisfy the legal requirement?
No.
Oh.
No. The commission is meeting in violation of the 1985 Taxi Cab Establishment Act. So every decision that this body makes, and my gosh, it's making some really serious ones as we speak, is questionable. Title 31 is the legal framework for the taxicab industry. Dina Reed, who is the interim chair, now when Leon Swain, the previous chair, was fired, Dina Reed was bumped up. She's just the interim chair. In this capacity, she's trying to change the legal framework such that drivers have to buy a new car every 5 years. If their tires are overinflated or underinflated, they could be fined $1,000 and have their license revoked. And the one public hearing for this was Wednesday, May 11th, the last time I appeared on your show, Bruce, and I went straight to the DC Taxi Cab Commission. On the walls of the DC Taxi Cab Commission for that hearing were signs that said no recording, no audio, no video recording.
Of a public meeting.
Of a public meeting, the one public meeting on these industry-altering proposals that she's making.
And they backed down from that ultimately?
I went and recorded the last few minutes, so they backed down, but they're still moving forward.
When the cab drivers tried to present a petition last week, which would seem like a fairly run-of-the-mill, small-d democratic act?
It was. Friday was...
What happened?
Friday, a dozen drivers brought down more than 900 signatures of people who have signed a petition in opposition to these proposed changes to Title 31, the legal framework. And drivers were pushed out, the door was locked, the lights were turned out, the police were called, and then Dina Reed referred to the drivers as a mob. This was not a mob. These are professionals. These are small business owners, you know, who have come to have a redress of grievances with their government, have to submit a petition. And
did they do anything to push the envelope that might make the commission people feel unsafe, or that they needed to take an unusual act to get order restored?
The commission, they tried to walk in to submit the petition, and the security guard says only one at a time. So they said, I couldn't record. This is a very public act. We're here to announce a petition. And they pushed drivers out, locked the door, turned them. This is a public agency. But there hasn't been enough attention on it, and it's been allowed to get away with too much. That was Tuesday's News Talk on TBD News Channel 8, hosted by Bruce DePoit, who continues to lead the way in covering D.C.'s taxi issues. This is the voice of D.C. cab drivers. I'm Pete Tucker with the Fight Back, thefightback.org, joined by Ali, who was at Wednesday's rally. Welcome, Ali. And we already have two callers on the line, including Elizabeth, who you're going to lay out some of what she's been going through as we speak with her. And to join the conversation, you might have to wait a couple of minutes at this point, but the number to call again is 703-534-9878. Welcome, Ali.
Thank you, Pete. Thank you for doing all you are doing for us. And thank you all to all the listeners out there. I think we have Elizabeth on the line.
Elizabeth, welcome to the voice of DC cab drivers.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, welcome to the voice of DC cab drivers. Can you hear us?
Told me to hold. Okay.
Okay. You're all set. So you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah. Thank you for you giving me the chance, and I really appreciate you guys. What you're doing? What you're fighting? But many taxi cabs, they don't understand it. And please, we have to work on it with a lot of taxi cabs. They are carelessly, they're looking all the situation. The idea is already what he's saying, what you explain, it's completely true. It's not a joke, you know. We have to have a lot of money in order of to fight these things, okay? You think that they don't make it in John Ray and the Tommy Walson, wherever, they will do it. And I know all the secrets. Somebody, he told me, all these hotel, restaurants, and the convention centers, they want to take it. All the big business people, they want to run it in the city. You remember the people who they are riding with a bicycle? Those people, they are already, they will fix it them with a new car by the time we refuse it not to fight for this District Columbia.
Elizabeth.
Please, my people.
Elizabeth.
Please, let's fight and let's put a lot of money. We need money. It's not easy. If you talk to any law firms, the chance is in our hand. Understand? Our chance is our hand because we are the small minority business. They want to destroy it, and they will give it to the big industry. You understand?
Elizabeth.
And plus, these are people you have to listen.
Elizabeth.
All the taxi cab you are ignored, but tomorrow you're going to cry. And
Elizabeth.
One, number two.
Elizabeth.
Number two, what
Elizabeth.
Happened was with me.
Okay.
Thank you for the taxi association, Domino, especially Mr. Ali.
Elizabeth, can you hear me?
They snatched my license from my car, the swains. What happened is not only me, a lot of taxi cabs, they snatched their faces.
But Elizabeth, let me ask you a question,
and
okay?
Also, Mr. Solomon, the Crown taxi cab also, he gave a lot of help for me. I got in my face. And most of them who they never fight it, now by law, by the help of Mr. Ali with the lawyer, everything, we got it, our faces, and everybody, you have to go and take it to your face. They will give it to you. All taxi cab who they take it legally from your car, go to the office tomorrow morning, and they will give you in your hand. This is thanks for the Domino, the people who they are fighting. The people who they own the radio right now, those people, they are fighting for us. They are not. They do the job. They do an excellent job. Probably
right.
Some people, they don't get a problem. They don't find what you are doing. You're doing very good job. You're doing excellent job.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Elizabeth.
You know, I really appreciate and thank you a million times what you did. You stand with my problem, especially Mr. Ali, day and night. He never even worked. He stopped his job. He go to the King Martin Luther. He fights for the right of the taxi cab, that they don't have any right to take it. Somebody faces without justice. He always, he fight. He talk with the honorary, the lady was here. And lastly, me and Mr. Ali, we put it a letter to the mayor. We put it to the administration policy, to the human rights, to the council, and lastly, Mr. Ali, his win, and Mr. Solomon also, he raided and he talked to his lawyers. He was participate with my problem. It is excellent, excellent. Please don't see to anybody in a negative way. Solomon also, Mr. Solomon, he have a lot of productive things.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much, Elizabeth, for the call. And Ali, if you could take a second, we got two other calls on the line. If you could take a second to explain what Elizabeth is going through and the change in policy that may be being implemented by the D.C. Taxicab Commission. It was an interesting change of events this week.
Well, what happened to Elizabeth is not unique. It's happening to a lot of drivers out there. Some of these drivers are losing their hack license. Basically, the DCTC calls them in and asks them to bring their hack license. They take the license, give them a piece of paper, put the date on it, and tell them to come back on that date, usually once a week, at least in Elizabeth's case. She was going to the hack office to renew that piece of paper almost every week, sometimes every day. And this, what's happening is, in my opinion, illegal, because the DCTC assuming that these people are guilty until they come and prove themselves that they are innocent. This is the other way around in this country, I understand. You are innocent until you're proven guilty. So Elizabeth tried to go to talk to the chairman of the DC Taxicab Commission. It didn't work. She had a complaint. What happened? Someone called and complained about Elizabeth. Even though, from my understanding, what happened to Elizabeth, from what she told me, she was not even at fault for what happened. After Elizabeth called the police initially, and police came, the customers later on that day called the hack office and complained about Elizabeth. And Elizabeth lost her license for that reason.
No trial,
no hearing, no explanation of what happened. Just someone has called the office and complained about you. And this is what she was going through for almost 2 months. She went to the city council member in her district, Jack Evans. Me and her, we went to mayor's office. We talked to people in the mayor's office. We talked to the office of city administrator. We went to the African Affairs, which is in the mayor's office. We talked to those people there. We've knocked on almost every door possible in the city to explain to them what is happening should not happen because it's illegal. I tried in numerous occasions to speak with the chairperson of the hack office, but they wouldn't let me do that. So finally, after so many trials and getting upset in that office, Miss Dina Reed called me last week, and we spoke, interim chair of the Taxicab Commission now. And I explained to her, this should not happen in this country. This is illegal. You are supposed to be innocent until you're proven guilty. So she told me at that phone conversation that she's going to stop this practice. And I'm glad to see that. That has been stopped eventually after, you know, so
hopefully,
many
Hopefully, right? There's two examples.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
We have two examples, which Elizabeth is one of them, and Mr. Khanna is another person, who both of them got their hack license on the same day back. They got a letter from the Taxicab Commission, you know, telling them, you know, they better watch themselves, kind of threatening letter. But, however, they got their hack license.
Well,
and I'm encouraging everyone, whenever the date of your license or the piece of paper that they have given you comes, go there and tell them to give you your hack license back to you, and they should.
Well, Ali, congratulations, and congratulations to Elizabeth. I know that was no small amount of work.
Well, I don't take credit at all. I mean, first of all, Elizabeth tried harder than anybody else. But there are so many people who are involved in this. I'm not going to take credit for this.
Still, it's an important victory, maybe not a personal victory, but a big victory for drivers. You see this increasingly organized and increasingly,
sure,
but the
sure.
pressure can help make the DC Taxicab Commission more responsible.
And that's what makes the change, the organization, the unity of the drivers. And I'm glad that we are becoming more united every day, and that's what we need.
And we're going to talk about when the next Taxicab Commission meetings are. For a few days it said it was this coming Wednesday. Now it appears to be Wednesday, June 15th. But we'll talk more about the next Taxicab Commission. I don't want to keep the callers waiting any longer. Caller, welcome to the Voice of DC Cab Drivers. Sorry for the wait.
Hello.
Welcome.
Yeah, Mr. Tucker, I'd like to commend you on the show on Channel 5. You did a great job.
Thank you so much.
The other thing I was trying to mention...
It was actually Channel 8.
...is about John Ray. John Ray, there is a conflict of interest. Because this man, he's, the lawyer of Mr. Schaefer. So I don't really understand how he can be able to draft a legislation. I mean, it's just like he's a judge, he's, the jury, and he's a witness. And he's, I don't think it's the right way, And then the other thing is there is no any representation for the, from the taxi because originally on the proclamation, it says that there should be three taxi drivers that represent, taxi drivers. So the whole thing, the whole scenario, it looks like, they're just breaking the law again and again. So I just would like to understand how John Ray can draft a law that is, a lawyer of a person of interest. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for the call. And, your position is the same position as the Washington Post editorial board, which on May 22nd wrote, quote, that Mr. Thomas, who wouldn't talk to us about why medallions are a good idea, has personally used Mr. Ray to represent him in the separate matter of still unresolved questions about his nonprofit should add to the unease. Mr. Ray told us he saw no problem in writing legislation to benefit one group of clients while getting another client to advance it. So, caller, thank you for the call. Your position is the same as the Washington Post editorial board, which also finds that practice questionable. And regarding the three commissioners, well, they're supposed to be three industry representatives on the DC Taxicab Commission, that is a point that needs to continue to be raised. We have another caller on the line. Welcome to the Voice of DC Cab Drivers. And if you want to join the conversation, the lines are now open, 703-534-9878, 703-534-9878. Welcome, caller.
Good evening.
Good evening. Thanks for the call.
One point we need to tell our passengers is DC taxi cabs are newer. Most of the taxi cabs are new, almost new, and they are very clean. And also, we need to ask them about the taxi cab services in other cities. They will tell you in Washington, D.C., they get better service than other cities, and also it's much easier to catch a taxi cab in Washington, D.C. than other cities. People like our service. People like how fast they get taxi cabs. So we need to talk to the passengers, but we have to make this point. Most taxi cabs in Washington, D.C. are new. Actually, there are brand new ones. And why the Taxi Cab Commission and the council wants to make this change, I do not understand. We need to tell about ourselves. Because we're not lying. It's out there. The taxi cabs are out there. We need to point to the passengers and show them how good the taxi cabs are, how clean they are, and ask them what kind of service we give and take their opinion. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much for that call. And I think the other thing is there are flyers that are going around each evening from 8 to 9:30 about I'm down at 15th and U Streets Northwest at the gas station with flyers. If I missed folks the last two nights, I apologize. One of my closest friends and uncle, Pattison Fulton, passed away. So I was up in Massachusetts for his funeral, which was great to be with family and friends. But each night, I'm down there and others are passing out flyers. So in addition to letting drivers know that these are the lowest rates in the country, $1.50, there's an important flyer to be passing around. Ali, you wanted to jump in?
I wanted to say about having newer cars. In one hand, the city wants us to have 5-year-old cabs or new cabs. on the other hand, they are paying the lowest fare. This cannot happen. You cannot have both your cake and eat it too, as they say. You know, you cannot have cheapest rate in the country and then have newer car. This is impossible. We cannot do this. But, you know, that's something the city needs to fix. They need to fix the rate. So a lot of drivers would want to have a new car. I would like to have a brand new car every year, because if I have a new car, I will enjoy riding it myself.
That's the voice of Ali, who's a member of Dominion, as well as the Small Business Association of DC Taxi Cab Drivers, which put on a Wednesday's rally where hundreds of drivers gathered just across the street from the John A. Wilson building to protest the cuts, the attacks on the industry from the medallion legislation, which Tommy Wells, the Ward 6 council member and chair of the Committee on Public Works and Transportation, said that he's going to hold a hearing on that likely before the July recess, as well as the proposed changes to Title 31, the legal framework that governs the taxicab industry in Dalí. For a couple days, there was a scheduled hearing on the D.C. Taxi Cab Commission website, which is dctaxi.dc.gov. And it said there was going to be a hearing this coming Wednesday. Then it was taken off maybe Friday, just taken down. No notice that they'd been changing it. And now the next scheduled meeting is a Wednesday, June 15th at 10 a.m., interestingly, not at the D.C. Taxi Cab Commission, but at the U.S. Park Police at 1100 Ohio Drive Southwest, second floor auditorium. And we'll put this information at thefightback.org. And also, again, it's at the dctaxi.dc.gov. Tomorrow morning, I'll be calling the D.C. Taxi Cab Commission to get confirmation that there's no public meeting this Wednesday. But it's certainly time to be aware of when these meetings are, because of these changes, not only to Chapters 6 and 8, now they're proposing changes to Chapters 5 and 9 as well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is nothing unusual coming from this taxicab commission. You know, they postponed the hearings after hearings after hearings. For 3 years, this is what we've been going through. At least this one, they changed it a few days before the hearing take place. A lot of times they were changing these dates in the morning or canceling. After you went to the D.C. Taxicab Commission, you would find out that they have canceled the meeting half an hour before the hearing. So this is nothing new coming from the Taxicab Commission.
But the amount of organization and the amount of attention that this hopefully will continue to draw should put enough pressure on the D.C. Taxicab Commission to stop this. And I am concerned. I will be following up with them to make sure that there is no meeting on Wednesday, because as of right now, there's nothing on the schedule for that, not until Wednesday, June 15th. We have a caller on the line. Welcome to the Voice of DC Cab Drivers. Caller, welcome.
Hello.
Yes, welcome.
Yes, Pete. Thank you for the opportunity. My name is Ndale. I'm a cab driver, and I would like to comment and to ask a question. As a matter of fact, it's not a question, just to have an opinion.
Please.
I really appreciate and admire, first of all, the people who were behind the rally, the organizers, and the one who prepared this rally. That day I was there, even if it is not disappointing, it is not enough. We should, have more drivers to come out and to voice about our problem. But unfortunately, that wasn't the case, but it is okay. But more than anything else, the Taxi Cab Drivers Small Business Association, I really thank you and appreciate for the hard work they've done, and their time, their energy, their money, and everything. That day I didn't get a chance to appreciate them. This is my opportunity to say thank you and keep it up. Saying that, I have some opinion about what we should do. In this radio station, I know you sacrifice a lot to put on this radio station, but since it started, we always talk about our problem. It is okay to talk about our problem, but talking about problem all the time doesn't give us a solution. We have to step up, and we have to pursue to the next step.
which I don't know. My suggestion is, if it is necessary, I strongly advise the Small Business Association to step up and to take these people to court, because what they're doing to us is not right, it's not fair, and more than anything else, it is a crime. In the country which everybody represents, everybody has to be advised and concerned. Without doing all that, they're putting us in this position to take away our business. So unless we move on and do something about it, little by little, our cry, our demonstration becoming good for nothing. I really suggest maybe I'll be coming to the meeting and suggest this idea. We have to step up and take him to the court. Even the mayor himself, he's trying to deceive us for the last 6 months. He just given us a promise, but he done a little bit, just like unnecessary. I'm not calling them, unnecessary, but it is not enough what he give it to us. We are his constituents. We campaign for him. Is this the way he treat us? It is wrong. We have to mention his name, and we even have to go to his office and protest, because he's sleeping on the switch. After something happened, it's not easy to reverse it. So I'm really advising the radio station, instead of talking our problem, we have to ask people how to pursue the next step.
Thank you
and
so
thank
much.
You.
Thank you so much for the call. And to be clear, that it's the Dominion of Cab Drivers buys airtime on the radio station. The radio station is not affiliated with any actions. And I agree with you completely. It was to see hundreds of drivers gathered in front of the John A. Wilson Building in Freedom Plaza was an amazing sight. And that was put together by the Small Business Association of D.C. Taxi Cab Drivers. And then I would only say this, that, you know, it's easy to talk about what other people should do. The most important thing, though, is for each of us to do our part, to spread the word. Even the courts are not, you know, they are political bodies. And so the more that passenger after passenger, you know, gets a flyer, drivers talk to each passenger, the more the word spreads and the more press reports there'll be, the more chances there are of a favorable legal proceeding should it come to that. But the most important thing is for each of us to, as you're saying, not just talk, but to actually do our part, which is to talk to passengers, to spread the word. That lays the groundwork for anything positive to come later on. We have maybe one more call, and I'm going to go to Ali for his comments. We can, as we come to the last minutes here on the show, if you want to call in 703-534-9878. And Ali, your comments, as well as Paul Kent, who engineered the show last week. Today, Andy Eason has done such an excellent job. Paul was at the rally. He's with IATSE, Local 22,
yes,
and helped set us out. So I wanted to give a shout-out to the union solidarity that was at Wednesday's protest.
And I would want to thank him also. Thank you very much for everyone who showed up in there, and especially to those guys who are not driving cabs and they are participating and doing what they are doing for us. I appreciate every one of you. I just wanted to give you guys this famous quote. President Kennedy said, "Do not ask what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country." You need to step up to the plate and do something. Every one of you who can hear me, you need to step up to the plate. But to answer Mr. Indala's questions, we have to find a solution. We have to find a solution. We are not just talking about the problems, Mr. Indala, and you know that. We are also trying to find the solutions that you are pointing out to. We have the attorneys. We have a pro bono attorneys. Yes, I would like to have money in the bank where we can hire any attorneys we want at any time. But we don't have that kind of organization yet. But we are becoming stronger day by day. The number of the people who showed up in that rally, it says that we are becoming stronger. Yes, I would like to have 5,000 people standing shoulder to shoulder. But you are never going to be able to get that in this industry, because the word doesn't go out quick enough. The drivers are basically trying to make the ends meet, but we have the solutions, and we are going to talk about the solution when it's time for us to talk about the solution.
Well, the solution is that to keep each of us to do our part. And, you know, it's not it's not a coincidence that we've seen interesting articles in City Paper, the editorial in the Washington Post. You see News Channel 8 with Bruce DePoit, and seeing others pick up on the issue as drivers talk to passengers, raising the voice. Because, you know, the amazing thing about drivers, so many of us in the course of a day talk to basically the same people day after day. Drivers, you don't know who's going to step into your car. And so when a driver raises his or her voice and tells passenger after passenger, the word can spread like a wildfire in so many different directions. And so it is about each of us, you know, and drivers are. It's amazing to talk to drivers at 15th and U Street. So directly I follow on the show, I'll head down there, you know, with flyers. And it's been such an educational experience about politics in D.C., about politics in general. And so we see drivers doing this increasingly and doing each of us doing our part day in and day out. Maybe we can get your final thoughts as we wrap up here with the voice of D.C. cab drivers.
Basically, the one thing I would want to ask all the drivers to do is join one of these organizations. Join Dominion of Cab Drivers or DC Professional Cab Drivers Association or Small Business Association of DC Taxi Cab Drivers. Join one of them. Participate in these meetings. Participate in the protests and hearings and discussions. Pass out those flyers, the public flyers that we printed to your customers, and talk to them and explain to them, because people understand. The consumers understand what this medallion bill is going to mean to them. It's going to mean fewer cabs and higher price. And the profit is not going to go into the pockets of the cab drivers, obviously. It's going to go to the companies. So unite, organize, participate, and do your own part. Okay.
Each of us do our own part. Ali, thanks so much for that. And I wanted to again let folks know that it looks like there is not a D.C. Taxi Cab Commission meeting this Wednesday, but Wednesday, June 15th, according to the calendar now, which changes. That'll be the next meeting of the D.C. Taxi Cab Commission, and it won't be at the regular location, according to the calendar, but it'll be at U.S. Park Police at 1100 Ohio Drive Southwest in the second floor auditorium. So I wanted to put that on the calendar for drivers. And as you're spreading the word about the program, it's all archived at thefightback.org. So you can go there and listen to past shows. This show will be up in full by tomorrow. And you can spread the word on Facebook and Twitter about the Fight Back. Of course, the most powerful way is to spread the word by actually talking to someone. Thanks again to Andy Eason for engineering. Ali, thank you. To you, it was great to hear your talk at Wednesday's rally as hundreds of drivers gathered in Freedom Plaza, appropriate name, put on by the Small Business Association of DC Taxi Cab Drivers. I'm Pete Tucker. Tune in next week.